Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
After a cold start this morning, we should see some nice recovery this afternoon. Sunshine, not as much wind. High temperature in the middle 60s. Tonight, clear, cold, but not as cold. Overnight low 41. Tomorrow, look for a great day. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy, near 50 tomorrow night. Upper 70s on Saturday with partly sunny skies. Then a slight chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. And then the risk of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A 24-year-old Montgomery man, Jermaine Hostin, is facing murder charges after a stabbing that left a 41-year-old man dead. The incident occurred last Friday. The stabbing happened after an argument the two men had over a woman. Hostin turned himself in to Montgomery police. Alabama lawmakers have voted to allow the use of nitrogen gas to execute death row inmates. The House voted 75-23. The bill now moves to Kay Ivey for her signature. According to this bill, execution by nitrogen hypoxia will be allowed if lethal injection drugs are not available. And the Prattville City Council has approved a project with Ledick Realty to turn buildings into loft apartments in the historic Gin Shop area. Along with apartments, there's also plans to extend Maple Street. Mayor Gillespie says the project will take 3 to 5 years to complete. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. We come to Tucker Pecan and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need. Or if you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back to the News and Views. It's 7.5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell's out today. Dave Mowry is in. We're gonna have some fun. I had a dream about this show. I was telling Dave about it before we went on air. I dream about this show about every 2 weeks, give or take.
I don't want to alarm the audience, but you were dreaming about me.
You were in the dream. You and Jack were in the dream. And much of our audience was in the dream. But everybody had their pants on, so it wasn't very fun. But anyway, we
well.
0 to 100 very quickly.
That escalated quickly.
We were sitting around because you sent me a text yesterday, like, I'll be in tomorrow. Let's get weird.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right, let's get weird. And so I was thinking, we ought to go into conspiracy theories. You know, we could really get weird. Well, last night I dreamed that people were calling in and explaining their conspiracy theories, and we were having uproarious laughter grading their conspiracy theories. And we're like, nah, that's a C, man. That's not a good conspiracy. Too many holes. You got this problem and this problem. And then some people were calling in and were like, you know, the conspiracy is the New York Times is kind of a left-wing newspaper. I was like, that's reality,
that's an actual
bro.
Thing.
Yeah, that's just reality. They're the mouthpiece for the left. But anyway, so yeah, this show captures my imagination on a regular basis. I can't help it. I like when you come in, though, Dave. It does give us the opportunity to get a little weird. Do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
Yeah, you know, I I'm of a mind on those that, like, number one, I believe most of them, but number two, I also believe that three people can keep a secret if two of them are dead.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really believe them, but I also do. Does that make sense? Like,
no, it makes perfect sense.
It's like, I just think that, you know, like, if you just look at the general incompetence, especially of government,
yeah,
and then you think, oh, but there's some puppet master out there that's, like, uncatchable and, you know, nothing ever slips through. But then the converse side to that, or the flip side of that, is that, well, three people can keep a secret, two of them are dead, because that's why we know about these, because there aren't any secrets.
That's exactly right.
So.
Well, no, I tend to be conspiracy-minded in the sense that I believe humanity is capable of the worst.
Right.
And I don't, anytime things seem to be formed for great purposes, I think there's a catch.
Wait a minute.
So, you know,
you're telling me.
Now, I don't think we know the names of them. So, like, the Illuminati. I'm not big into buying into the Illuminati because I can't believe that after all this Illuminati talk, there would still be a group meeting like, all right, Illuminati,
right,
we're going to meet at 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
Illuminati, mount up.
And so, you know, I think we see shadows of the real conspiracy that's going on. Like, I do believe there was Andy McCabe's on TV. I do believe there was a deep state conspiracy, an agreement to take Trump out before the election. I do believe that. I don't think that's a conspiracy theory, though. I mean, the everything they're doing after the fact betrays the fact that that's exactly what they were doing.
And then there's some that are kind of provable. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin thing was, I mean, there was a conspiracy. The fact that we took out the Shah of Iran, reinstalled the Shah of Iran, the fact that United Fruit Company took over Guatemala without the CIA.
That was awesome.
There's a great book about that.
It's called
The Fish That Ate the Whale. And United Fruit was a company that started in Selma, Alabama. And then the dude was like, well, I need to move. He was importing bananas to Selma. And he said, you know, I got to move closer to where the bananas come in. So he moved to New Orleans. And the next thing you know, this little banana importer, some, you know, Russian immigrant, is basically the CEO of United Fruit and overthrows Guatemala. So
I've just written that down to myself. I want to read that.
You can read it in an afternoon.
It's
really easy. It's not very long, and it's really, like, breezily written.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super interesting.
Yeah. No, I totally believe in those types of conspiracies. I mean, even the, what was the operation where they were going to down an airliner out of Cuba?
Yeah.
With Americans on it?
Yeah.
And then blame it on the Cubans?
Blame it on the Cubans.
I can't remember what that was, but I mean, those became public documents.
Yeah, what about the thing where the guy that was an ex-double agent for the Soviets, you know, just got, you know, plutonium poisoned or whatever it was?
Yeah. Do you think Moscow did that?
Yes.
Why? Why would they?
I mean, because they've done it before?
But don't you think there's an effort to ramp up the hostile rhetoric towards Russia?
Look, I mean, I'm a Cold War kid, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Russians are bad. You know?
I'm not saying they're not.
I'd like them to be good, but they're not, they're not, like, you know, they don't have the world's interest in mind.
Wouldn't it be more convenient to leave him alive? I mean, he's already spilled his secrets.
I guess. I don't know.
So why do something that's immediately traceable to
punishment.
You? Why not stab him?
Punish.
Why not shoot him?
Punishment.
No, but I mean...
We punish.
Yeah, but why not shoot
Russia.
Him? Why not stab him? Why plutonium with only something that's made in Moscow?
Is more sinister, yes?
No, it's not. It's ridiculous. It's something that makes absolutely no sense. Why would you do that? Why would you...
Make everyone scared.
But it doesn't.
Show UK who boss.
No, it doesn't.
Nah.
It doesn't make anyone scared.
Make you scared. Scare you in Soviet Russia.
It doesn't make anyone scared. All it does is ramp up the anti-Russian rhetoric, and Russia has no interest in going to war with the United States.
You and Dante and Jeff Sessions, the you know, the Russia apologists, you know, you can defend them all you want. You
know? I'm not a Russia apologist.
I just tend to think that the Russians are bad actors.
I agree. But
I do see what you're saying.
They're saying bad actors.
It's funny. You are correct, and I think we were talking about this on air that, like, you kind of. Oh no, you're just that you look for the. You look for the opposite side, and that's a very, like, that. It's interesting because I literally never considered that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
I just took it at face value because who else, you know, has, like you said, it's only made in Russia.
Yeah, but somebody smuggled some out.
Sure.
Some double agent has given the U.S. or Britain or the United Kingdom a sample of it.
Nah.
And
it's good, yes?
It's very good. It kills fast. 2 days, tops. No, but it would make more sense to me.
Right.
Because everyone's trying to ramp up the Russia rhetoric. And everybody's trying to make Russia out to be the bad guy. Which they are bad actors. They're absolutely 100% bad actors. But they're bad actors we don't need to go to war with.
Yes, 100%.
The globalist corporatist wet dream was a world war involving the United States and Russia. They still want it, by the way. They want to obliterate Eastern Europe because they want to rebuild it in their own image. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to obliterate Russia because they have Gulf...
Gazprom.
Well, no, it's exactly right. They want to stop Gazprom from pumping gas into Europe.
Nah.
They want the Middle East to pump all the gas into Europe. So it's...
Why, though?
Money. Payoffs.
But, I mean, isn't that Russia does the same thing?
But...
And then steal your money.
They don't have to anymore.
And then
their pipeline is the only one going into Northern Europe.
Right.
So if they can, if people could switch it, that's why the Syrian war
right,
is going
yeah, that's
on.
Right. Yeah.
There's no doubt about
yeah.
it. It's to run that pipeline
yep.
from UAE and Qatar through Syria into through Turkey into
Qatar.
Europe.
Qatar.
That's why Turkey has an interest in all this. They want the pipeline rights. Because that's the only way to get there.
Turkey wants the pipe?
Well, it is a nice Turkish plan.
Da.
272-9228. We'll take some phone calls early. Who's this?
This is Hank.
Hank.
Sup, Hank?
Hey, Baron. How you doing?
I feel like $1 million, sir.
Man, I feel like $1.5 million. How about that?
All right. Go ahead.
There is one thing I do kind of like about Russia. I think they're, like, nationalists. They are proud of being Russians.
There's no doubt about it.
And I think that's one thing that we actually have in common with them. Americans have kind of forgotten how to be proud of being Americans.
Some have. Hey,
I haven't noticed.
No, yet. Not all. I'm not saying all.
Yeah.
But
well, man, my friend, I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. I do agree with you on that issue. Russians are proud to be Russian. Who's this?
Ole Miss. How y'all gentlemen doing this morning?
Doing well, sir.
All right, how are you?
Good, and I kind of agree with the other gentleman. Baron, you never crawled underneath your desk in elementary school, did you?
You know, that was over. The Berlin Wall fell when I was in, like,
seventh or eighth.
Last seven. Time I called, you corrected me about the Baltic States being something else nowadays. Yeah. I'm really not worried about that, but... I will tell you, look at history. The Russians, 8 years ago, put billions of dollars into their land forces while Obama was cutting them. You don't think that they would put a warning out and try and piss people off just to get things moving their way? Their political regime is nothing like ours. And don't
tell me what
like
they convince me that they get something out of poisoning a double agent that was gone from Russia 13 years ago.
Well, let's put it this way: they're on national news in America debating the situation, but why and why not? Now, I mean, you tell me, what are they getting out of it?
I don't want to answer hypotheticals. Give me a specific positive statement.
What
Russia gets? No. What does Russia get out of it? What does Russia get out of poisoning a double agent who's already spilled all his secrets? In a way that presumably can only be traced back to Russia.
Well, number one, they finalized if you tell secrets on Russia, you won't live no matter if you give them up all or not. It doesn't matter whether you've got more to give or not. They're going to kill you if you do it. End of story.
Okay, so it's just a warning to other potential double agents.
Exactly. You know, not only that, but in the way that they did it, it was a worldwide warning that they're not going to put up with it. If you want information, they'll kill you, and they'll kill whoever you're trying to get it from. I mean, he wasn't the only one that was killed that way, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
With that specific one, I think he was, but there's a couple other guys that they've done that to, or allegedly done that to. My thing is that the second that Theresa May said something, Putin literally, stood up like Marlowe and said, don't test.
Yeah.
I mean,
he said, you don't give ultimatums to nuclear powers.
Yeah, which is...
Mm-hmm. Which is
that's pretty heightened rhetoric right there, dude. I don't like this whole "I have a nuke and I'll show it to you."
You know what though, and I've said this and I'll say it again because I say it because I believe it. The direction Europe is headed under Angela Merkel, I'll call her. The direction Europe is headed with the importation of Muslims, millions a year into Europe
under Abu al-Angela.
I would rather have Putin in control of the European continent than Muslims.
Well,
because we have less trouble with Russia than we do the Middle East.
Yes, but wouldn't you think it would be an example to the Muslims that look, we can do what we want when we want?
No, the Muslim Russia does not suffer Muslims.
That's true.
They don't put up with it.
They know how to go to the mat with these swine.
The Chechens take over a theater. They kill everyone in the theater. They don't put up with them.
You remember when they would when there was all those kidnappings in the Middle East in like the 80s? They kidnapped one Russian.
Yeah,
all right?
That was the end of it.
And they basically the Russians went and kidnapped their families.
Yeah.
And was like, guess what? One hair on his head equals I kill all these people. And they're like, okay, here, have him back.
Yeah.
And the Americans were like, can you show us where our spies are?
Well, and Americans, somebody was like, I don't know. I think the ACLU would sue us.
Can you show us where our spies are, please?
There would have been a lot less Americans that would have been taken hostage.
No doubt about it. Hey, I got to run, Ole Miss. Thanks for
y'all have a good morning.
Yes, sir. 2729228 is the number. No, I mean, I tend to believe Russia over the years... Even as Soviets, the last 100 years or so, they might be crazy, but they're crazy in a rational way.
Yeah, the rational actor theory.
And I don't see the rational upside in killing a spy that can only be traced to
you. I frankly hadn't considered that. That's a pretty good point.
I just think it's people that are still trying to stoke the globalist fight. And they got another thing coming. We'll be back.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
You can't take a 700-horsepower Indy car out on the road, but you can take the tires. The new Firehawk high-performance tires from Firestone are built with racing-inspired technology and have better wet and dry handling than ever before. Now the only thing missing is a pit crew.
Hi, Dad.
Well, that's a start. Find your perfect Firehawk performance tire at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some more phone calls, because that's what we do here at 272-9228. Jack Campbell is out. Dave Mowry is in. I am Baron Coleman. I play songs like Superstition.
Steve Warren is a musical genius.
He actually is. He's a wacko bird leftist. But he's
Have you ever seen the thing that's the theory? You're talking about conspiracy theories. Steve Warren, not blind.
I don't believe that for a second.
You ever,
Dude,
have you seen his hair? He would never
pull up the YouTube thing and watch
Stevie
it.
Stevie Wonder's not blind.
No, like there's a thing where he like somebody knocks over a mic and he just straight up catches it like in mid sentence.
Are you serious?
Why does he sit front row at basketball games? Why pay that much money? You don't need to be that close. You can't see.
You don't need to be there at all.
Right.
Well, listen to it on the radio.
You know what I'm saying? There's a couple other things like there. It's
all right. I mean, I'm hooked.
I don't believe it, but it is really funny.
All right, I give your conspiracy theory C+ because it's good enough that I'm intrigued.
Right, exactly.
But it's not
exactly plausible.
It's not something I believe.
It's not a work that you would do since you were like 8, and now you're 70, and you're still like nope, blind.
Yeah, it would almost be better to be like miraculously. Yeah, I went to a healing service, and there, boom! All of a sudden, I could see. I once was blind, Randall.
But now I see.
There it is.
Hey, man, I just went blank. Anyway, hey, you was talking this morning, 'cause I did write this down, about dreaming. When y'all first talking this morning, y'all, about the dreams y'all was having.
Yeah.
And you know I love Greg Budell. Now, I mean, I love him to death. And going to see him every Wednesday night, you know, that I can. But I did last night. It was like the show was 2 hours late, and I had foam coming out of my mouth. It was more of a nightmare than a dream, but it's this thing, man. I don't know. It'd be funny if everybody knew how much when I see the clock hit 9:03 and Greg's still talking, you know, I'm like, come on, Baron, where you at now? But yeah, and then last night I dreamed that it was 2 hours late before you come on, and I was like, "Oh goodness!" But I had foam coming out of the corner of my mouth. But I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
A recurring dream I have. You know how everybody had the dream that you show up in class in your underwear. Now I've had a version of that dream involving the radio station recurring probably 20 times, and that dream, and this is over the last several years, but that dream is that I can't get to the station on time. I leave in plenty of time. I leave the house at a pretty predictable time every day, but I've had this dream that like I leave the house in plenty of time, and then I look at the clock in my car, and all of a sudden it's like 8:55, and I'm still in my neighborhood. I'm like, what happened? Why did I lose an hour plus of my life in my neighborhood? What have I been doing? I've been abducted by aliens. Then I get to the end of the neighborhood, it's like 9:03, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta be on the air in 3 minutes, I'll never make it. Then I get to the interstate and it's 9:29. I'm like, I wonder what they're doing, and it doesn't dawn on me in the dream to turn it on and see what's going on. It just doesn't even dawn on me. But I've had that dream so many times.
Oh man, that would be that's more of a nightmare for you. That has to be a nightmare.
My version of that is like I get up and I can't find something in my house, and I'm like looking around for it, and you know, and then like I wake up and I'm exhausted because I'm like, God, I just had a dream where it took me an hour to get out of the house, like to find all my stuff, you know, and then I wake up, I'm like, oh God, I wish I was actually awake.
Hey, but the Russia thing, man, yeah, man, I hadn't studied, but this makes me want to go dig now, but. But you said they poisoned with plutonium? Is that what it said?
It's not No, it's some kind of polonium was the first time. And then this is apparently some new class of, like, toxins that the Russians developed and that purportedly, per Baron, only the Russians have.
Yeah.
And so it does make sense that if you were trying to set them up to do it, you would get this version of it.
You would use it.
Right.
I mean, there's so many ways. Here's the basis of my theory. There's so many ways to kill a spy.
Yeah. Right.
You could shoot them. You can stab them. You can poison them with arsenic.
You can do what they did to that. Yeah,
or,
you can do what they did to that journalist and just like make his car.
Make his
car
go 100 and blow up in the street. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Yeah, that guy was investigating Brennan.
Yeah.
By the way. There are all kinds of things. Oh, and not only that. He had sent an email right before then saying that
if I die, they will set me up by wrecking my car.
Yeah. And then boom.
Whoopsie.
But anyway, there are so many ways to kill a spy. Why would you do it in the one way that supposedly
that goes right
only
back,
be traced
right,
to you?
Right.
Does this stuff any kind of way be made with the stuff that Hillary Clinton was accused? You know, she sold to the Russians.
The plutonium.
So it can't be made.
I don't think so. I mean,
That would be so good, boy.
I'm not a physicist.
It would be pointing a circle like that. That would sure enough make me go dig if it be made out of that stuff. that came out of Utah, didn't it?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that. I would have done it differently if I was the Russians. And if I was trying to set up Russia, that's exactly how I would have done it. I got to run, Randall.
I'm with it.
272922. That's a good call. A good call. Senator Dick Brubaker. Shouldn't you be senating or something?
We go in at 10. I'm on my way.
Oh, okay, good.
Right here next to me, so
Are you, you're a no vote on 317, by the way, right?
No, I'm a hell no vote.
Okay, good. And you're a filibuster 2 hours at the mic guy?
Yeah, he said that on that.
I can get a lot more than...
Oh, no. Call back, Dick.
Did he drop off?
Yes. Dadgummit. That was my fault. Call back. I want to hear on the 317 bill. All right. Oh, dadgummit. This is what you get for not having a producer in the studio, Dave.
It's true. It's okay, though.
It's not okay.
He'll call back.
I know. He's a trooper. But nobody likes to be hung up on.
It's true.
Let me do this. Let me take a break. 272-9228.
Baby, come back.
You know what? How about this? How quick was that? You know why? Because that was the next song queued up on the system. That's unbelievable that you said that. Most people don't know. You cannot see the songs
that's
on the
right.
system.
It's true.
But baby, come back.
You know I'm big on topical bumpers, you know? That's my thing. It's like, no, play this song because it like alludes to what we were just talking about.
All right. I just played that because it's unbelievable. because the system right. will give you the next song
right,
up.
Right.
It was just unbelievable that was the next song. All right. Senator Brubaker's back.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the best conspiracy comment I ever heard.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what House member said this to me, but he described his constituency as the place in Alabama where they think pro wrestling is real and that moonshots were fake.
I've heard that before. That's really funny.
He would not be reelected if that became public.
I don't know. He probably would.
They'd be like, "You're damn right."
But anyway, we can talk a long time, and it won't just be me.
Good.
I mean, I've seen some bad. It's just time for me to go. Either I've become so cynical that I'm seeing things that aren't there. Or they start off with a bill that's going to exempt literally 44 people from being considered as lobbyists, the Guild of Professional Site Selection
right.
group. We know who those guys are. There are 44 of them. They're professionals. They work for all over the world. We know who they are. We know their qualifications, and we know they're legit. And now we've got a bill that apparently is going to
exempt everyone.
Expand that number to everybody in the damn state.
Hey, now here's the deal. Why don't you just go up there and say, listen, I'm prepared to talk and everybody else is prepared to talk and we'll kill the whole day. Or you guys can just pull those three words out of the bill.
They got to do a lot more than that because they started off with talking about site selection, but then they expanded all the definitions that we've gone from site selection to the general term economic development.
Yeah. Which is
there's a lot more problems in this bill than just the part-time.
Is every single thing that any lobbyist lobbies for is
as
economic
long as
development.
It's being done by a nonprofit. You know, like I can't do it. Like I can't go build a dealership in Prattville as a Class C corporation and call it, you know, economic development. Still, but on the other hand, I might almost anything else would go. Let's say it even has language that says. It has this long list of things that count as economic development, and then it throws in the catch-all, related projects.
Related
projects. And none of these terms are even defined.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a... I got a feeling we're going to blow from now till lunch arguing about this bill and getting nowhere, and then over the lunch break, they're going to come up with some amendments. Because... I think they really care about the site selectors. I really think that's important. I think they care about it.
Senator, the point is, right, that, like, they don't want somebody to have to, like, if Corporation X, if Amazon wants to locate here, right, then they don't want these guys to have to register to lobby for Amazon because that tips the hand of, oh, Amazon's looking at Alabama. Is that's the point of this bill, right?
Right, and every...
guys,
The Greg Canfields of every other state will be rushing down to Amazon saying, no vote here. But here's the problem.
There's a really easy solution to this. Just
go hit me with it. Tell me.
Do it through the law firms. I mean, people do it all
do
the time.
Now?
Do it. Hire the law firm. The law firm hires the guy. Boom. There you go.
I'm a fan of that, and I'll offer my services.
as long as they hire Barron and Barron hires me,
the deal.
We'll never have to register.
Well, hey, life is easy then. But here's the other thing that is, all of this was caused because our ethics commission can't make up their mind.
Right, refuses to stand on.
You've got a disagreement
between
the director of the Ethics Commission, because when they asked him, he said, no, those guys aren't covered now. And then his staff attorneys come up with the opinion that they are covered. And instead of just making a damn decision, they say, well, we'll just toss it to the legislature in an election year.
Yep.
I mean, if we had a functional ethics commission,
they could run for
re-election, and we wouldn't be even talking about this stuff.
You guys gave them rules promulgating authority. They have not yet promulgated rules. What you ought to do is, how about this, during your floor speech today, say, how about this? We'll pass this bill if you'll put an amendment in there that the Ethics Commission does promulgate the rules that we asked them to promulgate back in December of 2010. They do it within 1 year, or the Ethics Commission is disbanded and all functions are handed over to the Attorney General's office. And
well,
see what they
I
say.
Have made that speech, but I tell you one thing: it's not a bad idea, because
it's not.
There is so much. If you look at who's getting out of the legislature, I mean, think about this. Look at the Senate. Every business person in the Senate is getting out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, every merchant, because we don't know who we can sell to, who we can't sell to, and it's all because the Ethics Commission.
Did we lose him again?
I didn't hang up on him that time. His line is still open. He's gone.
Bad signal or something.
All right, amigo.
Call back.
Yeah, call back.
On the next, after the break.
Yeah, 272-9228. That was a good conversation.
He's a smart guy. I wish he was staying.
I do, too. But...
I mean, for nothing else that, like, you know, I just get to hang out in his office all the time.
He's a nice guy. I would love for him to take the floor and say, if they don't, we'll pass this stupid legislation, but they have to promulgate the rules, and they have to do it within 1 year, 1 year from the date this is passed, and if they don't, they're disbanded and everything's handed over to the
Attorney
General.
And it's not like this is a pandering bill that's, that's like there to like push a flagging campaign like someone else did yesterday. We can talk about that if you
want. Yeah. We'll be there. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know the CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including mini twin long mattresses, mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman, bring me... I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance, a locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down, 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service, 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
Great relationships start with trust, and when you own a Subaru, you found a partner you can trust. So, come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today, offer ends April 2nd. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends April 2nd.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some warmer weather ahead, especially as we go towards the weekend. Today, sunshine, not as much wind as the last couple of days. High in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and cold, but not as cold. Overnight, low 41. Tomorrow should be just a great day. Mostly sunny skies, high in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 50. Then on Saturday, high in the upper 70s. Partial sunshine with a slight chance of showers coming in by Saturday night into Sunday. Sunday's high around 80. And then the risk of showers and thunderstorms around Monday and Tuesday. When you get our free weather app on your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes. 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Eddie Money, like, basically, like, having a dead arm?
No.
And it, like, he, like, was just, you know, I want to say, like, he was out with, like, the dudes from Van Halen, and then like passed out like on his arm.
Yeah.
And like it took like a year or something for the feeling to come back. It was like some insane. I don't know. No, you would. Don't you ever let me hear you say a bad word about any money. Anybody's so awesome.
I had somebody in here, and I know who it was. I'm not gonna
out them.
Indignify you by saying that I thought it might have been you. I had somebody in here, and I played an Eddie Money song, and they were like, "That's it. You officially play the worst music." And I thought, "Are you kidding me?"
Was it the same dude that wanted more black artists?
Yes.
I mean, that was obvious. Once you said it, I was like, it had to be.
Come off it. There's some people I just don't
understand. Come off it.
Some people I just don't understand. Something I do understand is Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We ate there together last week, dude,
we did.
If I recall correctly.
And it was great.
The special this week, I love when they do the specials in a cream sauce. Now, when they do the light red sauce, it's very bold. The cream sauce, though, there's just something about it. It's a little cooler this week. It's perfect timing. Red bell pepper, red onion, and pancetta in a cream sauce served over bow tie, topped with Parmesan and parsley. That is a dynamite special.
Yeah, that's fire.
Give Donovan and Ivy a call while you're over there, or talk to him while you're over there, and ask him about that private dining room. It's a great option. If you're going to have a private party, I think it seats about 32 people. If you're going to have a private party over there, you're going to have 5, 10, 15, 20 people. You can close the door. They got their own TV. I know the Young Republicans meet over there, for example. It's just a really dynamite, stellar location. And you really can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong. The menu's incredible. You can have it. You can basically cater on site.
Uh-huh.
And their catering menu has things that the regular menu doesn't have on it.
Right.
Or you can go a lot of people go in there and they'll get a big old pan of spaghetti and meatballs, a couple of pizzas, you know, maybe a pan of salad and some appetizers or something. It's a great way to feed a group in with some really high-quality food, not terribly expensively. So go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. They're generous sponsors of our number one. I can't remember what we were talking about when we went to break. We talk about so much during the break.
Yeah, I know. Well, Brubaker got cut off, and then
we were talking about that House Bill 317, which is a bad bill.
Yeah, apparently
it's become a priority for whatever reason, and I think it's because going into the election season, they need to go ahead and as a coarser person might say, go or get off the pot.
Yeah,
go or get off the pot. I guess this brings up sort of a similar thing. This Peter Schweizer book that came out, I was telling you about it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
It's out now.
Yeah.
And this thing is unbelievable in what it exposes. Talking about the Chinese companies buying American politicians. One of Joe Biden's sons goes to China. He comes back with an investment deal worth, I think it was like a $1.5 billion fund. Well, the way these funds are paid out, if anyone knows anything about how these hedge funds make money, you get basically a 2-20. You get a 2% management fee annually and then 20% of the profits. That's just pretty standard, easygoing deal. So now start doing the math.
Yeah.
2% of 1.5 billion is about 30 million.
Yeah.
And assume it makes 10% a year, which is pretty standard for a hedge fund. Assume it makes 10% a year. 20% of that's another 30 million.
Yeah.
So that's $60 million a year Joe Biden's family gets paid off with a single trip to China for presumably ever.
Dude, can we go to China?
Your father is not.
Oh,
Joe
he's not?
Biden. No. Nah. But your grandfather was Larry.
Yeah, that's right.
Larry Mowry.
Man. Yeah, I mean, that's.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Perfectly legal. Nothing has to be reported.
Perfectly legal.
And the Chinese basically buy off. Now you understand why maybe some people don't like Trump as much.
Makes sense.
Trump is going to solve some problems that the Chinese won't have to buy off American mainstream politicians anymore after that. Everything about Trump comes down to money. There's a great article on Conservative Treehouse today, and I know it's a ridiculous name. I wish you'd come up with a better name.
That's the worst name ever.
But it's a great, the guy is just dynamite. I mean, just dynamite writing. But he talks about how the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and everybody's against Trump. And he said, when you understand how the Peter Schweizer expose process works, if you understand the types of things he's exposing, you'll begin to understand why people hate Donald Trump. Because everything his trade policy is for is antithetical to their money-making interests.
Right.
And he talks about U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue, and how he's warning Trump not to take trade action against China, or he's going to unleash this opposition to Trump from the right that Trump can't withstand. And that's what he's seeing from the right. Why are so many Republicans not liking him? Well, because they have to bend over to the globalist corporatists. They're not independently wealthy.
Right.
If they want to continue to get reelected and be treated like royalty, listen, and let me tell you.
Listen, we need some honest graft over here, Don.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's exactly what's going on. Now, you think about every trade deal that's gone, that the United States has engaged in the last 40 years. It's made multinational corporations fantastically wealthy, and it's gutted and destroyed the middle class of the United States. Every single one. NAFTA, it doesn't matter. I mean, every trade deal, it seems like, we enter into is designed to transfer our wealth to somewhere else. And it's working marvelously well. And if you're an altruist, maybe this is a great policy. You're willing to sacrifice your neighbor's wealth so that somebody in Indonesia and somebody in Thailand Vietnam, and somebody in Taiwan and Vietnam and Singapore, all these people make more money. You know, you're an altruist. That's very nice of you to give away your neighbor's middle-class job so that these other people don't have to suffer in poverty. But your middle-class neighbor that lost his job may not feel quite as well about it. Every single trade policy that they've advocated for has hurt the average American. Every single one. So ask yourself, if that's true, and you know deep down in your heart, in your gut, that it's true.
Look into your heart.
You know it's true. You know it's true. Now, Trump wants to reverse all those trade policies, and they're telling you it's doom and gloom, and it's going to cost the Americans money, wreck the economy, and all. Can it be worse than what we've had? Can it be worse than what we've had? I'll remind you, 1986, the average amount of money that registered lobbyists spent lobbying, 1986, per member of House and Senate, $113,700. That seems like a lot.
Right.
That seems like a lot. It was $61 million total, 1986. 1986 wasn't that long ago. I was in second grade.
That was the year that they had that was the last big tax reform, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$61 million.
The showdown at Gucci Gulch.
$61 million total spent, $113,000 per lobby, per legislator. What do you think the number was per legislator last year? $113,000 in 1986.
$1,000,001.
$5.8 million. $5,800,000 last year. $3.1 billion total dollars spent lobbying the House and the Senate.
But we shrank government.
We didn't shrink it. But if the last 40 years of trade deals have resulted in the massive export of U.S. wealth, what will Donald Trump's do to U.S. wealth? You're already seeing it. It's going to be a massive import of wealth in the United States. Remember when he had the meeting with the Saudis the other day?
Yep.
And he has the press conference. He outlines $400 billion worth of investment into the United States in the next 4 years. $100 billion a year for 4 years that the Saudi royal family will be investing in the United States. You see companies like Apple coming back to the United States, Ford moving their factories back to the United States. This guy is doing, this is why they hate him. This is why the establishment hates him. You can no longer look at things in left-right anymore. Republican, right. Democrat is irrelevant. Totally. There's no difference between Jeff Flake and Chuck Schumer.
That's right.
Jeff Flake is a Republican. He's establishment. Chuck Schumer's a Democrat. He's establishment, which means they're on the same team. They come up with all these, thinking of conspiracies, they come up with all these social issues that don't really matter, that aren't really going to be
changed.
Now
you're talking my language.
And they dangle something shiny in front of you.
Yep. And they get you all worked up. And then, you know, Cambridge Analytica knows everything about you, so
they can figure out
which one's going
to
get you worked up.
Unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. So
that's nuts. I love it.
Yeah. So this is why they're against him. This is why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is against him. This is why the establishment's against him. So when you're looking for candidates, ask yourself one question. Are they establishment? Or the anti-establishment. Don't worry about the rest of it.
That's right.
Now, an anti-establishment Republican is vastly preferred to an anti-establishment Democrat, primarily because they don't really exist.
Well, and because if they do, that they're socialists like Bernie, essentially.
Democrats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're anti-establishment.
They really do want to.
In other words, Bernie and Trump have more in common than Bernie and Hillary.
Yes.
But Bernie's still fantastically dangerous.
Yes. In more ways than you can imagine.
But if we had to go between Bernie and Hillary, I'll take Bernie. I would take Bernie over Hillary.
Just looks like he's covered in cat hair.
What the hell does that mean?
Just look at him. He looks like he's covered in cat hair. That was the only thing I needed to know. I just needed to see one picture of him and know that he didn't have a job until he's 40. He never had a job until he was 40. Never had a job until, I mean, like, you know.
He still has never had a job.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean. I mean, he couldn't mow lawns. He's a bum.
He honeymooned in Moscow.
Right.
When Brezhnev was in power.
Right. Da. He's nice, yes? One more borscht?
That's all you need to know about it. We'll be back. Tonight we sail on the radio song. Rescue me. Should I go down? If I stay too long in trouble town. Oh, yeah. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sport Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, Montgomery, how do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to WOWWay.com or call 855-WOWWAY2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
She's been my support for 53 years. My better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelries. We are now located in the Peppertree Shops. I'm repeat, we are now in the Peppertree Shops, and we would like you to come visit us. We are selling Forever Mark diamonds. You better believe it. The best diamonds in the world by De Beers, and they start at just